Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association and Crop Life America. They are all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Last week on Saturday was Earth Day. I always thought of Earth Day as a celebration of the earth with its natural beauty and, of course, the food and crops it provides to feed everything living, especially mankind. But this year, it became a march for science. Thousands marched and rallied from coast to coast. I'm all for science. We need to spend more resources on scientific research of all kinds. We live longer today, thanks to science, better diet, better health care. Different marchers were prioritizing some science above other science. Many felt sound science made the case for global warming and climate change. A friend of mine at the OFW law firm saw a marcher with a sign that read, "I am pro-science, I am pro-farmer, I am pro-GMOs." I like that because GE crops have the backing of science. They are as safe and healthful as any other food, and they are much better for the environment, using less chemicals, much less labor and energy, and they're less expensive. I hope all of those marchers are as committed behind GE crops as some of the other success stories of science. It's encouraging to note that Bill Nye, the science guy, former TV entertainer who used to say GMOs were bad, has now changed his mind. Mr. Nye had this to say, and I quote, "What changed my mind is being able to sequence genes 10,000 times faster than they used to be able to do that." Farmers for thousands of years have been working the earth to produce more food for a growing world population. And today our science can select the genes they need to alter a plant so that plant can reject the bugs and worms that attack it. They can inject genes that make a plant more drought resistant. They can put vitamins in plants to save children from vitamin deficiency. That's sound science. So in closing, I want to say how proud and excited I am that at long last, Sonny Perdue is now confirmed as our Secretary of Agriculture. I was at the Department of Agriculture the morning after his confirmation. When he spoke to 200 of his employees and other ag leaders, he complimented the ag team. He said, "We are in this together." He took off his coat, rolled up his sleeves, said, "It's time to go to work." Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.